Micah Hyde, you know, it may have been a little bit of a carryover from the game. It bothered him. The injury bothered him at practice yesterday, so he was evaluated this morning, and we'll see where we are as the week goes on.
What does this leave your cornerback and all that guys down?
Well, I mean, it's Jared Bush has practiced, you know, pretty much in the you know, as far as, I don't know exactly how he did it, but you know, we got enough.
Enough to get through practice? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, we had a good practice today. You know, we cut practice back a little bit. We you know, looking at possible pads, you know, possible helmets today. So we end up going in the helmets. And, you know, obviously with the short week coming ahead, too, so there's some forecasting for that. But I was very pleased with the energy and the tempo and the mechanics. You know, you obviously got to watch the video each and every day, but I felt like the work was good today.
I guess I was going to ask about with the game next week. I mean, I guess how much do you have to adjust this week's practices with anticipation of next week?
I mean, you have to be smart. I mean, these conversations go on in the off season. So, the way I've always done it, you lay out your script for the whole season. You know, a healthier football team obviously adjusts that. Where you are as a team, as far as the components of practice, you move around, and for the areas of emphasis you want to hit. So, and that's what we did today. We cut out, I think, 15 minutes of the practice, moved some of it to the inside work, and I thought the quality was excellent.
Like, how much of a jump did you see in the way Clay played with the change in the cast? And if that doesn't change this much, do you still expect him to even improve more than he did from the club to the cast?
I mean, I think he's definitely going to improve. I mean, he's definitely, we need him to. I mean, it's the obvious. Clay's such an impact player. But it's different for him right now, and he's working through it.
Mike, you remember last year when Clay was out, you said, we're clearly a different defense when he's on the field. Is Sam, to a lesser extent, is Sam like that too? I mean, before he didn't play on Sunday, he was basically taken away half the field. People weren't even throwing him.
Sam is having an excellent season. It's been great to watch Sam develop. But, he's missed, without a doubt. This is kind of where we are, you know. And this is the game of football. I mean, that's why you have, you know, 53 on your active roster. We need to go win the game, regardless of what number, how much experience or who's out there. And that's the reality of this football team. This football team has a lot to offer, and everybody needs to give it. And that'll be the biggest determining factor in the end result.
Mike, what kind of challenges does Patterson present on special teams? Just with,
he's a dynamic athlete. I mean, anytime you catch the ball on the toe line and 109 yards, I mean, he did it quickly. So he's big, strong, athletic. I'm looking back on his college grade and his evaluation. I mean, we had a lot of respect for his ability. And I think he demonstrates that when he gets the ball in his hand.
Back to Sam, you think he might be okay for Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Back to Sam, you think he might be okay for Sunday?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't have a feel one way or the other. 50-50, maybe.
Last week it was kind of a game time. Do you think you'll probably just work it out before the game?
I'm hoping for more information tomorrow. I mean, I think any time you know, like any injury, there's that 72-hour period where more information is available after the initial injury, which was on Thursday. So you had that on Friday. You had more information on Monday. So what a week's going. It's going slow. We got time, but we'll see what happens.
Like, you guys have only allowed one sack total in the last two games. What's been going so well for pass protection?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, our guys have done a good job. You know, in that particular area, especially in the third down, you know, and people are being aggressive with us too. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. So it's a real credit to the protection. It really starts with the declaration, keeping ourselves in good good position as far as the assignments and the things that they're recognizing in pre-snap. You know, and Scott's done a good job getting the ball out of his hand.
Mike, how has Scott handled the blitz specifically? How do you think he's handled pressure?
I mean, he's handled it pretty good. I mean, it's you know, it's stuff that we work. You know, that's all we ever work on. I mean, we put a lot of time out. I go back to April. I mean, this is something that, you know, really we've taken it to a different level. And it started with Aaron. Just as far as our versatility of dealing with pressure. So it's something that we invest in. And so with that, I expect us to be good in that area. So that's why it's frustrating when your sack numbers do go up.
When Aaron's not there, I don't know how much he handles in terms of declarations and calling out protections. Does somebody pick up the slack on that, whether it's Evan or John Kuhn in the backfield?
Can't tell you that.
Two more? You mentioning going back on his sacks question, was that a big emphasis considering the past few seasons where the totals have been higher than you wanted?
Well, I mean, we've talked about sacks in the past here. I think you have to look at the whole thing. I mean, statistics to me are identifiers, and you have to go look further, and you know, it goes further than wins and losses as far as did the play win, did the play lose. I mean, it's what you're asking your players to do. Are you putting them in the right position to be successful, and then what exactly went wrong? So, and that's what we've always done. I think we all understand when a sack does occur, it's not just a direct reflection of the protection unit. It goes deeper than that.